50 degrees or more Fahrenheit in Chicago. That's a beautiful day. In January, that's a beautiful day. Yes, and I feel your spirit too. You're just as beautiful as the weather is today. We thank God always. We say Allah in Arabic, in our holy book, Quranic Arabic. The name of God is Allah, which means the God. The God. And that is to say the only God. There's no God for blacks and God for somebody else, or God for Muslims and God for somebody else. There's only one God. There's only one true God. If we don't have that God, we got a false God. Yes. Well, the topic chosen for this live address by radio, and we certainly appreciate our radio stations, most of them in the South, and also we appreciate Brother Rafa for his constant work to find more stations to take our monthly live address here at the Homewood Hotel in Homewood. We're grateful always to God, firstly, for the opportunity to have life and have situations for improving our lives. What I'm going to be giving the audience today, both the live audience here and our radio listeners, comes under the heading which may sound like it's coming from a social scientist or something. I don't make any claims at all. But I am a scientist of the Word of God. And I find the Word of God to be ahead of everything else always. But that's a matter of opinion in the public life. Yes, the socialization of man's appetite for sex. I'm going to be giving you part of the subtitle today, God permits. And its title is The Spirit of Black America. This is not about the flesh and skin color of black people. This is about the spirit of public life in America today. The picture of public life in America is on the dark side. The public behavior is mostly nasty, immoral. The public spirit on our roadways is rude and sometimes malicious, as if it's coming from an evil creature, somebody that just wants to hurt others for no reason except to pass on the misery to someone else. It is such a beautiful feeling in these circumstances to receive kindness from Americans today. On the roads, on the streets, in the public places, oh, it's such a wonderful feeling. It surprises you when someone says thank you and you help the door to let them in. Most of them come in and they act like you're the doorman, that you're being paid to hold the door open. In fact, a crowd just kept coming. I had to cut it off. This address covers several observations. One I recall is an Ebony magazine featured article titled The Browning of America. This was a couple of years ago. This article was about African Americans and our influence in the culture of America. Over the road to freedom, the long road to freedom for our people, we have done much more than protest cruel treatment to help the life of all people, the life of all people in America. African American humor, and African American entertainment have influenced the entertainment culture of America. This is one observation. There's much to be said here, but for want of time, we're going to keep it moving. Different from all other social bonded groups in America today, African Americans have our beginning in the New World on slave plantations. These slaves did not come to America. We were brought to America as commercial cargo and sold in the New World to slave buyers. There's no intent here to open old wounds. The time has passed for that. America today is America the Beautiful, not only for whites, but also for many of us who are enjoying new circumstances for a better life in the world. I find referring to us as Americans, as blacks and whites, to be uncomfortable for me today, really. Recently, a large number of Asians, Africans, and others of color have increased our population in these United States. That is to say, these newcomers also contribute to the browning of America. The freedom struggle from slavery to the present time has changed unjust laws. Most Americans will agree the slaves' protests woke up other groups that were receiving and still are receiving, some of them, unfair treatment under the law. Although women's rights became an issue as early as our freedom struggle began, or as early as the freedom struggle of blacks in America, women's rights or women's suffrage continues as a struggle known today as women's rights. I remember, I was a boy, but I remember in World War II, not 10 years old yet, I remember the president then who brought about a big change coming behind a Republican president, Hubbard Hoover. And his name is Delano Roosevelt, President Delano Roosevelt. He came with social reforms. And his wife, she was almost as popular as he was. Eleanor Roosevelt, a great promoter of justice for groups that were being excluded or denied the rights of citizenship, African Americans, women. Her focus was where our focus should be today. Her focus was on human issues that insulted the natural dignity of human beings. This protest by females of America continues presently. It is acknowledged that many African Americans feel our protest has issues that must be addressed before we can relax our defenses. Although rights have been legislated, we still have treatment that we identify as problems for the system. Personally, I think enough has been legislated. I think the rest is the burden on the citizens of America. We have to be educated more. And that's what this address is about. Bringing to those who don't have situations or circumstances that favor them thinking in this line of discussion that I'm conducting right now. It is hoped that persons like myself, who do find favorable circumstances or situations for feeding this kind of spirit, will be informed more and more and share information to better educate our public. It must also be acknowledged that some poor whites, along with other groups that have recently come to our country or this country of theirs now, they have become nationalized citizens too. Other groups that feel they are in a similar position and must not relax their defenses. Muslims and Arabs, some of them not Muslims, like from Lebanon, Arabs from Lebanon, they're in America today, and they are all Lebanese Americans, and many others. They have civil rights groups working in their interests to protect their rights as American citizens and to advance their life as Americans on this scene. So the struggle is not over and the struggle continues. But what makes me feel comfortable as a citizen in America today is that the law has definitely been made the law for everybody, and not law for whites and law for blacks, but the law is for everybody. And it is executed. It's not only a law that's just there, it is a law that is executed. We see people going to jail for offenses against racial offenses against us and others. They're going to jail. We see other offenses that we thought would be ignored because they're big people, although they're big people, those are white folks, and they're big, they ain't going to jail. Well, we see they do go to jail. Today they're going to jail. Big people, ex-governors, big corporate bosses, big money people, they're in jail. They're going to jail. And this has to be said to our public, because this represents change for the better. We leaders who claim to represent the best interests or the better interests of our constituents or of our race or whatever, we are doing a great disservice and putting ourselves in position to be discredited, to receive discredit, and to be put down and to be rejected by the decent people of our own race. Because we do not register the good things that are coming to us in this better time and pass on that information to our common population. Members of poor white groups, a lot of them feel that they're in a similar situation that we were in when we were excluded. But one thing for sure, they have something going for them. They're white. And that still makes a little difference. Maybe not in the courtroom. In fact, I don't think it'd make much difference in the courtroom. You may get a corrupt prosecutor, you may get a corrupt judge. That happens. But not often, very seldom. So I don't think that happens, that can happen in the courtroom, but it happens in life out here in the streets, in the public. So I have now presented what I have listed here as, or what I would like to say we list here as, a second observation. The following is offered in connection with what has been said so far. The founding fathers were good-hearted men, their intent good, and their vision blessed by God. However, they planned an America that would accept all citizens of the world based not upon their moral goodness, but upon their identity as, quote, human, end quote. We believe this to be established with the language, and I quote again, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, end quote. Now, this language is political language. This is political language from political ideology, political vision, political ideology. But believe me, this language is in line, and I don't think it would have been approved by voters who are mostly Christian or all Christian. It wouldn't have been approved with the support of the public or the representatives of our public communities if it had not been something, a language, that the Christians who supported it feel is in their scripture. I won't go to Christian scripture. I'm sure the Christians who are familiar with the Bible or their religion have no problem with what I'm saying. But I want to go to our book, because I see some Muslims sitting out there like they're hearing something for the first time. And I know you're not hearing it for the first time, because I know your faces, back all of you. And I said it to you many times before, but I'm going to say it to you again.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.